Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Handsome, chatting with friends on the handsome pod, chatting with friends on the handsome pod.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Our drinks are right there.
Welcome to Handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, May.
You're listening to the Handsome Pod.
I am
May Martin.
I'm Tig Notaro.
And I'm Fortune Feimster. And we're
Handsome.
Oh, my God.
We're coming to you once again in person.
Yeah, in person in the same room in Tig's office.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling in our suits.
Cozy, feeling suave.
Mm-hmm. It's so cozy in here.
Yeah.
You have a nice office.
Thank you.
Did you just wink at each other?
Tig just winked at me because I winked at Tig a few minutes ago and Tig went, ugh. Like, it was jarring.
Have
for
I
you.
Misunderstood our friendship? Can I tell you, I winked at, I'm not a big winker.
Okay.
I was at the Minneapolis airport years ago. I was sitting alone in the food court eating, and this girl that was maybe 20 was walking around the food court with her tray of food. And I'm sorry, you can dress however you want on an airplane, but she had cut off short shorts with like maybe some parts of her body hanging out of the short shorts.
Okay.
And for sure. And she... When she walked by me, I had never seen somebody dress like that in an airport. And I really hadn't.
Yeah.
People normally are not in like...
They're going for comfort. They're,
yeah. And she came over by me. I had a mouthful of food and I winked at her.
Oh my God.
Not because I was attracted to her.
She wouldn't have thought that.
Well, guess what?
She winked back?
She said, oh, I guess I'll sit here.
No.
Oh, yeah. She sat down at the table with me.
Oh, wow.
And I was eating sushi.
Okay.
And I had a big sushi bite in my mouth. You know, those are hard to handle sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to chew this sushi while this like 20-year-old in like short shorts is sitting down with me. And I'm like... This is not at all what I was. I was winking because I had food in my mouth and I was trying to acknowledge her because she was trying to find a place to sit. And I don't.
Wait a second.
And so what happened? Y'all just had lunch together?
Who goes, oh, that person's trying to find a place to sit. I'll wink at them just so they know.
I do.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I do. And I felt so weird and horrible.
This, she was into it though.
No, I don't think she was attracted to me. I don't know what
she
happened.
She was like, oh, this is a great place
to
sit.
I guess I'm safe here. Here's a 40-year-old winking at me in
so
an airport.
Just had lunch together?
Yeah, and had an awkward exchange in the food court.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
Well, if you're listening.
Oh my gosh. I know. I hope she's listening.
I hope she's listening.
Oh, she's like, I've always thought about day I sat down with Tig.
Yeah, like her version of that story is Tig Notaro. Yeah, winked at me. Winked and sat down. We really
Which was basically an invitation for me to have lunch with her.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm like, I accidentally winked at a 20-year-old who sat at my lunch table in the food court in Minneapolis.
So you're very particular with who you wink at now.
I don't wink at people.
Except you.
Sound like it.
Except
you. Like you're winking willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting at your table now.
Are you winkers?
I guess no. I am. I winked at you like 3 minutes ago.
I have
and
to.
And Tig literally went,
I have to say, I really, it does something to me when someone winks at me, like a pointed wink across a room or something. If like, especially if it's someone that you kind of are seeing or something, they wink at you and give you that attention.
You're into it.
It's like a bullet to
does
my.
Has it happened many times to you that you've gotten a pointed wink?
What if I had winked at Meg from across the room?
I don't know what would be happening right now. I think I've seen it in movies. And then now, because it's become like I have a wink kink. And so I'm like, I kind of have a wink kink now. And so if I'm dating someone, I might say, hey, give me a wink tonight.
So many
when
fans
I least
are
expect
be
it.
Winking at you now.
I love it. Because to me, it's either saying like we're going to have sex or like we just had sex.
If they wink, I've never associated the two. But now I'll never forget the term wink kink.
So wait, we just had set, like, you wrap it up.
It's like
and then
we've
you're
got
like,
a little secret.
Hey, how was it?
I guess that would be weird if it was like a post-coital
Do you like a with
well,
it?
That's
no.
a little cowboy.
Oh, you don't
you
like little cowboy.
Moving. Wait, no. You can't?
Little cowboy.
Little
you gotta
cowboy.
Get your
you
wink
gotta, yeah.
Look, if George Clooney's going, sure.
Oh, so you're into George Clooney.
Oh, if he's winking.
Okay.
Wait, didn't we talk about George Clooney?
No, we talked about Brad Pitt.
Did we?
Talking about Brad Pitt?
What male celebrities we would get with.
George Clooney didn't come up, I think.
George Clooney did not, but Brad Pitt did.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything for me. I could see that he is an attractive person. I mean, obviously, the majority
his
of
wife's
men are
hot.
Not.
Hot wife.
His wife's hot.
His wife's hot. Hot wife alert.
Hot wife.
Yeah, I would probably lean more towards her.
When she's like a lawyer, she's smart.
Yeah.
Amal Clooney. It's crazy that we know all these things
about
these people, right?
And her name is like Amal.
I'm all about it.
Amal
about
Clooney.
Yeah, I'm all about Clooney.
Amal. What if her middle name was about?
Oh my God.
Amal about Clooney.
Wait, did you guys know that I think I've said this. Hugh Grant, his middle name is Mungo. So his name is Hugh Mungo Grant. That's a true fact.
No.
You can take that straight to the bank.
I am refusing.
Refusing the main fact?
Google it.
Mungo?
Yeah, his middle name is Mungo. So Kaylin's Googling it
now. They did this
now.
On purpose.
Mungo
Grant.
Grant.
So his parents must have been fucking with him or it just is a common British like Mungo. It sounds like posh, but yeah, Hugh Mungo Grant. Yep. Kaylin can confirm.
Hugh John Mungo Grant.
Hugh John Mungo.
Okay, well, you missed a part of it.
Hugh
so
John Mungo.
Can we detract the May fact?
I mean,
but
May was right that Mungo is
how do you know
middle
this?
Name.
I don't know. I picked these things up. You
when
know,
you were in the UK,
I got eyes
probably.
On the streets.
How long were you in the UK for?
12 years.
12 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, I don't think I sound, but you guys think I sound Pontus.
You sound more Canadian to me than you do a UK thing, right?
I can see a bit of a mix of...
Okay.
You probably had some influence there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you say Pontus.
I don't think I do, but I...
And we have it. We have it.
I don't think I do, you a-holes.
Fortune, watch your mouth.
Sorry, Dick, assholes.
You know, this is like a holiday-ish episode, and I will say England at the holidays is very, very beautiful. It's very cozy. Like, everything's old.
Tell us about it with your accent.
I think of Love Actually.
Yeah, it's Love Actually. It's like,
tell us.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. There's a fresh sprinkling of snow on the cobblestones. Shall we all have a lovely suet pudding or whatever it is?
What do they do? Are there holidays? Is their Christmas holiday different than ours?
No, it's just like dialed up to 100. It's like similar to, but you know, carol services. And I used to go spend every
what
Christmas
do you mean carol
there.
Services? You can pay people to go caroling?
No, like you go to the church and you sing.
Right.
Yeah.
Very different.
Very different.
I thought you get like
someone to go caroling.
Yeah,
no, like
love
in church.
To hire a caroler.
Well, you thought I meant like a service. A service where you
we
hire
provide caroling if We get the whole car.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's a pretty good app, actually.
But they do the like Christmas Eve stuff and
yeah,
Christmas
it's just like,
day, eat dinner.
It's cold. You get your like spiced wine and you know what yeah. I mean? Mm-hmm. And we used to go and see, because my grandma is English or was.
The agent.
The agent yeah, with the problem area. Story.
Oh, yeah. She's got a problem area.
She doesn't. But yeah, she had a bidet. So we would go and
tushy.
We would see like plays that her clients were in and stuff. And yeah. It was like a big perk. And we saw The Wind in the Willows, this like Christmas production of it. And there were these, I remember, I don't know why I'm talking or thinking about this actually, but I remember
it's a podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are we doing it? We're sitting in suits in my office.
On a Tuesday night.
On a Tuesday night.
With whiskey. The holiday.
Yeah. Go on.
So I just remember, you know, Wind in the Willows is about the mole and the rat and the badger. You
know? I don't know this.
No. I don't fortune. Do you guys two against one?
Are you serious?
I don't know.
The Wind in the Willows. It's these talking animals.
No matter how many times you repeat the Wind in the Willows, we don't know it.
I remind y'all of the movie Willow, and y'all thought I was crazy.
That's true.
I knew Willow Smith. Anyway, so not personally, but
there it's like these animals, and there's kind of a war in the animal kingdom. And anyway, it was so magical to me because there were kids in the cast and it was at this big theater and they played little rabbits and they had fake snow that would come down and they'd all sing in the bleak midwinter. And then a weasel comes in and grabs one of the kids and That's takes scary. It off to eat. And all the rabbits are screaming, but I loved
and
it. You know,
kids love this.
Kids love like a scary thing, really? I think, or at least I did. And I was like, I want to play that rabbit that gets grabbed by the weasel.
Oh yeah.
What does that say about me?
You wanted to be grabbed?
I wanted to be in the cast, uh-huh. And I wanted to be a child actor okay. that got grabbed by the weasel. And I imagined all the conversations I would have with this actor playing the weasel.
About how to grab
How to grab me. And
yeah. Here's what's so weird.
Yeah. Please.
Weasel never comes up in my life. And just two nights ago, I was with friends. And our sons, they like to play this game of like, I'm thinking of an animal and right. guess what it is.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is great. I'll say weasel.
Yeah.
Or I'll think of a weasel. And that's going to be hard. Yeah. Nobody's going to go weasel.
Yeah. Weasel.
And it took, and it's impossible to stump Stephanie with anything. And I stumped her. And then they were like, what is it? And I said, it's a weasel. And everybody's like, weasel? And then here I am 2 days later hearing about a weasel.
I hear about a weasel.
And this
weaseled its way right back into my life.
Yeah, yeah. What does this mean?
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Nothing. Nothing. Means nothing.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, you'd see like a kid on TV and you'd think, that'd be really fun to play that part because I'd be around all the grown-ups and I'd be like having lunch with the weasel.
Wait, you're saying as a child you wanted to be an actor? Something?
Yeah, I guess I wanted to be playing that.
Or you wanted to be that character in real life?
No, I wanted to be an actor
because,
in the play.
Because your grandma was an agent, so you're like, I've got an in.
You knew Maybe. Your grandma would sign you.
Yeah.
She refused. She didn't. She was very strict about that.
She didn't want you in the biz?
No, she did not. Well, when I started doing comedy on my own, then she was
okay with
into it.
It,
yeah.
Was she like, kid, you got what it takes?
No, she was like, she wanted it to be very squeaky clean.
Mm. Oh, can you do your grandma's accent?
What was it even like? It was like...
We won't know.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, well, she would do a lot of... said the actress to the vicar.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love your grandma.
Yeah, she'd do a lot of innuendo and stuff. Yeah, and she was hilarious, yeah. But you know when you're a kid and your parents take you to some holiday event and then after you're like, maybe you stay up later than you normally would and then you're in the back of the mm-hmm. car and it's cold out and you're all cozy and...
Yeah. You love a cozy Christmas.
Yeah. Not so much.
My parents didn't take us to Christmas things.
Right. And it was warm?
When?
When you grew up. Was it warm in Mississippi?
Well, Mississippi, Texas. I lived in both places. Yeah. But it was more of just, I feel like all we really did was the Peanuts special.
Oh, yeah,
the
cool.
Christmas.
Charlie Brown.
And that was before streaming and all uh-huh. that, or even renting it on VHS. You knew what night the Peanuts special was going to be on. It was like, And so we'd watch that, and then my mother would play. She had, you know, a record player, and we'd listen to Christmas music.
That's nice.
Our only thing that we would do together was in the South. You know, you go to Christmas Eve service at church.
Yeah. Oh,
mm-hmm. So we would do that. But I remember one Christmas Eve, we discovered South Park. We turned it on before we go to church, and it goes, it's a piece of doo-doo. And it goes,
doo-doo.
Idaho, I'm Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
Yeah.
We're all crying, laughing.
The whole family?
The whole family's watching
this. Oh, my God.
Before church. My mom's kind of mortified because her boyfriend was there.
Yeah.
And my brothers are crying on, Hado, I'm a shaggy. The Christmas food. And then she's like, let's go to church.
Oh, my God.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it'd be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to actually try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But we would always go to church. Some Christmases we went to two services. We went to our church. What's up?
Go on.
United Methodist, in case you're wondering. And then to the Lutheran church, because they had a great choir.
Mm. And you just couldn't get enough.
We couldn't get enough of Jesus.
Well, we got all of our Jesus in. Now we got to go hear the good tunes.
The good tunes. Yeah. They sounded amazing.
Let's hear a little.
Sing Noel, Noel, Noel. Sing we all Noel. They also
this is the only reason I do this show.
Same.
Also, the
not
banger,
just to hear you, but to see
your face.
But you know the banger.
No, which
Holy
one?
Holy Night.
Let's hear it.
Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
That's the banger?
Yeah, that's the banger.
Yes, guys. It's not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's church. It's got to be about Jesus.
That's Jesus. Jesus
oh,
is
no.
all.
Hold on. Night.
What if you
that
blinked?
No.
What if you blinked? Opened your eyes. We weren't here. This podcast never existed. You're just sitting in a suit singing Christmas carols.
You don't even know how hard that note was that I just hit.
I don't think you do.
Or what if you did that? You hit the note.
I don't think I am either.
You close your eyes, you hit the note, and then.
Yeah. No.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, I didn't expect to go there tonight.
What about Away in a Manger? What's that one?
Oh, we're just requesting. Yeah. No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
I like Fairy Tale of New York.
What's that?
You know, it's... You were drunk, you were pretty, all in New York City. Or something like that. And the bells of it. I hate you. Yeah, I love you.
What?
Keep going.
It's like a duet of these.
Okay, do one in your Canadian accent, then the other side in Debbie.
In Debbie. Okay, yeah. Okay. I don't. How does it go?
Who cares?
Can you give me the first line, someone? A Fairy Tale of New York.
Thomas was opening a Facebook account.
I love thee, Lord Jesus. I beg thee to stay.
Oh, yeah.
I was just saying, I was just passing the time until we found out.
So, Debbie and Canadian?
Debbie and Canadian.
I don't remember how it goes after that.
Doesn't matter.
But okay. So, Canadian. It was Christmas Eve, babe. And then Debbie goes, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, I've got a lovely one, or something like that. Is that right? And then I'd go...
He's back to his Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thomas is making a Christmas list of what he wants.
You got to get into this tune, honestly. You
gotta... I'm into it.
We're into it right now. I
mean, I'm all eyes and ears.
We're going to have to Google it.
Did you ever get the giggles in church?
I love Googling.
Don't get too started on Googling.
As soon as this wraps up, I'm Googling. Have we heard what?
Did you giggle in church? Like, would you get the like laugh attack?
We have to back up and say, did you go to church?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's true.
You know, did you not go to church? How'd you get out of it being in the cell?
Well, I mean, we went until I was in probably sixth grade or something. And then my brother and I were like,
yeah. I had to go as part of school for a couple of years. It was like an Anglican school, so we'd have like morning assembly and stuff. I would cry, laugh, like just knowing you're not supposed to laugh, like here. I miss that when you're not supposed to laugh and you're just aching, like, and you think I'm gonna die. Did you get that at church when there's
when I was little?
I
had to go every Sunday till I went to college.
Really?
Yeah,
and do
South,
your parents
like
still go?
My mom was like on and off, but she's back. So she's volunteering.
She's back.
She's back with she means business.
They reeled her back in, but she wants people to know she is a United Methodist member, not the other one, because the church split over gay folks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
And she's on the side that likes and accepts gay people.
And did she hop over once you were like, surprise?
No, we were always United Methodist.
Oh, okay.
But in the last couple of years, I don't know when it happened, they voted about like accepting gay people into the clergy, and I don't know what was up for vote. Mm-hmm. But the people that did not approve split and started their own like Methodist church. Mm. She's very verbal about being in the United Methodist one.
Right.
Yeah. So she goes to church now. She's back at it. I think I'm going to go home for Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably end up at church.
Yeah. I like it's a nice vibe.
Well, I don't mind it on Christmas Eve. Y'all heard me jam out to.
We did.
Yeah. I heard the banger.
Songs.
I think it kind of reminds me.
Holy night.
Do you know?
I mean, how can I not do that at church?
I don't know.
All is calm, all is bright. See, that's my church singing voice, in case you didn't know.
No, I did. I didn't think that was your rocker dude.
No.
What about Jerusalem? That hymn, Jerusalem? Do you know that one?
What, can you sing it?
Bring me my bowl of burning gold, bring me my arrows of desire.
I like the real dramatic ones, like Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that you baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby
Also, it's so, it's almost accusatory.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you know? Yeah. And it's like, what is Mary doing on the other side of that? It's like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Get out of my manger.
And at some point you sing, is the great I am. It's very dramatic.
It's the great.
The great I am.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Now you know it.
I own our house Christmas Eve. Some people say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Pod.
We finally learned it.
Pretty creeped out by I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That creeped me out.
Because it seemed like Santa was a creep.
Yeah.
But it was the dad,
it was
right?
the dad. I get that now. Yeah.
But I didn't get that until just now.
Are you serious?
Promise.
You always thought the mom was cheating.
You thought Santa was trying to get some?
That's how much I believed in Santa. I was like,
wow. You did until this very moment.
Wow. I'm really...
All the wheels are falling into
I'm
place.
Almost 53.
That's crazy. That is...
Okay. And, you know, Stephanie and I, we went to our kids' school for the teacher conference.
Yeah.
And we were talking about just that. And I do feel like our sons are a little mature for their age. Mm-hmm. And you can really... be in a moment of feeling like, wow, they really, they can sit down and really talk to you about certain things in the news and sports and whatever. And then they fully believe in Santa. Yeah. And
that's
you're like,
I love that though.
Oh gosh. Right. They're just seven and a half. The other thing aside from Santa that blew my mind when we were talking to the teachers is that there are two teachers. Max has a teacher, Finn has a teacher in separate classes. Mm-hmm. And one teacher turns into a mad scientist. And it's the same person, obviously, but just has a wig and a and a lab coat.
Yeah. Amazing.
And the kids believe that that is a different
person.
I yes.
love that.
And and then the other teacher turns into something.
A real bitch.
I can't remember what it was. But there was also on St. Patrick's Day, they were saying that there was like a little leprechaun.
Yeah.
And then when the kids went out to play, they came back in and Max and Finn came home telling us, they're like, oh my gosh, a leprechaun came in and wrecked our classroom.
Yeah. They did that when I was in kindergarten.
And put green dye in the toilet and turned like a desk upside down. The kids really believed a leprechaun went nuts in their classroom.
That was pretty special.
They hooked me.
Yeah.
And when I was in kindergarten, we came back in from play and all the bins were everywhere.
Yeah.
They're like, Maddie, they were like, did you know?
Free leprechaun. We're like, that's a little bastard.
Well, and then there's some animal that was a stuffed animal and the kids were talking about how it was a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
But the teacher, I think when the teacher turned it into some other character, said it was actually a real whatever animal.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were saying, I think it's a stuffy, which is what they call stuffed animals.
Okay.
And then while the kids went out to play in the playground, they came back in and there was like a poorly written note that said, I'm not a stuffy. And the kids were like,
oh my God.
And completely
so
believe it.
But I love that stuff. You're supposed to be, you know, be gullible when you're a kid.
I know.
Did you have older siblings that would fuck with you? My brother said there was a baby penguin that would come at night, a baby penguin, and he would put plasticine out and be like, we'll see if it leaves footprints. And then he must have been making little baby penguin footprints. And I was like...
He for sure was, by the way. Yeah. 1,000,000%.
I think he might have been, But I was obsessed with baby penguin. He'd write letters from baby penguin.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I was always trying to, even though I believed in Santa, I was trying to prove him wrong and prove that he didn't exist. Even though I didn't know, I would try to, anytime my parents left out toys from Santa, I would be like, there's a sticker from the store on this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is from Santa. And they were like, can you just believe?
Oh, my God. Scream at you on Christmas.
Yeah. You just believe already? I was always trying to, like, find the presents before they, like, I don't know why I was, like, determined to know what I was going to get and to know it wasn't from Santa.
The naughty nice list freaks me out. But, yeah, I guess, I mean, I'm now going to be be maybe around a 5-year old on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I gotta.
You for sure will.
Yeah, yeah, I for sure.
You're living with
her. You live with her.
I guess I'm gonna be around a 5-year old on Christmas.
Yeah, unless you become the unfortunate dad that leaves.
In some 90s movie. Yeah. Where I'm like, I got work to do.
But
she
believes in Santa, yeah?
Yeah, so I got to toe the line, I guess.
So you're going to have to leave out cookies and milk.
That's so fun, though.
For the reindeer. And carrots for the
reindeer. Carrots for the reindeer.
Really?
Yeah.
In LA, carrots? You could also leave out oat milk or almond milk.
Thank you.
Yes, of course.
Great, great.
My mother used to write in her own handwriting.
Oh, really?
You're joking.
Yeah, and to Tig from Santa, and I never put it together. It's just like, that's what handwriting is. Yeah.
Have we said this on the podcast already, that I want to take a picture with Santa Claus and the three of us, like in a mall where we're all sitting on his lap?
Thomas, put it on
the
list.
Can we add that?
Yeah. That actually would be a pretty great
in our
picture.
Suits.
Yeah, right?
We already have an Olin Mills situation. That's what we have to do.
I can't wait to review our list.
We have our list is accumulating. We have a lot to do.
We're going to take like a weekend and do all these things, right?
Absolutely, if not an entire month. Yeah. We have a long list.
Yeah. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Should we hear what our guest today has
to
ask?
This is a very exciting one.
We have a very special guest.
Yeah. They're all very special.
Everyone's very special. This is a huge movie star.
Is she?
Yeah.
Really? Because we've been in a movie together.
You have been in a movie together. Boy. I'm in a movie with her that's coming.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know the name of it.
I'd like to be one day.
She's pretty awesome. You know her from so many iconic roles. I mean, Legally Blonde. Sweet Home Alabama.
Your Place or Mine.
The Morning Show is a hit. She's also a TV star.
Mm-hmm. Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Little Fires Everywhere.
Yep. She her production company, Hello Sunshine, has a book club that's wildly successful.
Yeah.
You were on The Morning Show.
I had a little cameo as myself. So in the world of The Morning Show, I am me.
Yeah.
Did you do like a walk-on?
I did like my walk-on role to The Morning Show. It was like they had an upfront, and I was a comedian at the upfronts.
That's awesome.
Playing myself. Mm. But she's a pretty little lady.
We love her.
She's
a pretty little lady.
Reese Witherspoon's got a question for us.
Oh, hello, handsome pod. It's Reese Witherspoon. I love you all so much. I'm so excited to be on your podcast today. I want to say, first of all, season's greetings. It is the holiday season. And I have a very important question for you, which is, what is the best gift you've ever received or the best gift you've ever given?
I can't believe she said, I love you all so much. And that includes me.
It does include
To be
you.
Fair, she doesn't know who's on this show.
She does.
You stop it. No, I talked with her about our podcast.
You did?
Yeah, she thinks it's awesome. She's very in the know with all the podcast world and books and all that stuff. Yeah.
She's in the know.
Oh, everything.
Everything.
She,
really?
Like, every she single does know thing. Like, everything that's going on.
Yeah.
She's a boss.
That's a really good question.
Best gift you've ever gotten or given the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to think.
You know, I know right off the bat.
Yeah.
There was this organization in Los Angeles that I thought was so incredible called A Place Called Home.
Mm-hmm.
And they help, you know, kids that are
struggling.
Yeah, at risk, homeless, all sorts of, they're incredible what they've created. And I was telling Stephanie just how blown away I was by this organization. And then for Christmas, I opened this envelope and she had made a donation to A Place Called Home and I burst into tears.
Aww. Really?
I was like, I was so not expecting that.
Yeah.
That's very moving.
And it was
moving.
Just, it was like, it was just something, not that I said in passing to her, yeah. but I was like, God, this place, it's mm-hmm. so great.
Yeah.
And then.
So it was a combination of like how thoughtful she
yeah.
was and then the place.
Also, the place called home. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just hit me all at once and I burst into ugly tears. And
I
she was
they
like,
were beautiful.
Oh my gosh, are you okay? I was like, I didn't see this guy. I was so floored.
That's great.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Mm, I know. I'm trying to think of, my mom was notoriously terrible at giving gifts.
Really?
to me, because she would give me the gifts that she wanted.
Yeah. My mother did that
yeah,
too.
Like she would only give me things that she liked. So every year, like any other, a pretty little lady would have loved these gifts,
yeah.
like makeup kits, everything like girly.
Yeah.
And so every Christmas I'd be like, this sucks.
Yeah. See, mine was more like before I was raised, my family, I was raised on Willie Nelson
mm-hmm.
and I appreciated Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Like ran through the deep, deep veins of my family, mm-hmm. my mother, my grandmother, all of these people. But when I was 8, I didn't want the Redheaded Stranger album.
Right.
You know, I just, that's not what I was looking for. And I want to just make a public service announcement. If you have a child and you are just showering them with what you like or
yeah.
you liked as a child,
yeah,
move on. Move on.
Yeah. Well, finally, as I got older, I started feeling grateful. Like, I should be grateful for whatever gifts given, but I never liked any gifts
yeah.
she gave
like
me,
really,
ever.
Were they, like, really feminine?
It was
cut,
very
like
feminine
the, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
was, I was not out yet. It wasn't.
Yeah.
We hadn't, you know, gone into the, like, I'm gay talk.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But, you know, anyone else could have picked up that I was a giant tomboy.
Yeah.
You know, give me a soccer ball. I would have been like, great, this is the greatest gift I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
But it was always very makeup forward, a lot of blouses.
Oh.
Blouse.
She gave money to my sister-in-law 1 year to buy me the girly clothes. And anybody else was like, amazing school. And I was like, I can't wear any of these. They're all blouses.
That
yeah.
is also
just
that
the
word is horrible.
That word is not good.
I'm going to get you a new blouse.
Ping me in the blouse.
So finally one Christmas as I got older mm-hmm. and I felt so weird doing this, but I was like, this is good. Like she's just wasting money
yeah.
and I don't want her to waste money.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, can I show you like of the presents you've given me what I'm into?
Can I
what
show
I'm
you
into?
The yeah. boy's underwear? Can I just show you that? And then you surprise me?
So I like made a pile and it was like some snacks on this side. It was like mounds of makeup and girly stuff over here. Like
yeah.
a whole, like what she spent all the money on.
Yeah.
This was like a $50 Chili's gift card and like a can of tennis balls and
yeah.
like a couple snacks. I was like, I'm into this pile.
Oh, ho, ho.
And it finally clicked. She goes, oh.
Yeah.
After all those years of her just wasted money.
There is nothing more depressing than when, like, someone you're dating gives you something that shows you that they don't know you at all. Like,
oh.
Who's that chef that passed away? Anthony Bourdain.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who he is. I've never expressed any interest. And somebody bought me an Anthony Bourdain, like, poster, I want to say, and I was like, huh. But then I had one a wonderful ex of mine. I just finished filming Feel Good, so I was really exhausted, and and I'm hard to shop for, I guess, but I love escape rooms. And she turned her apartment and her neighbor's apartment into like a giant escape room. Whoa. And it was, she had spent so much time with all of these clues. And it was like, in one part, I had to put together a phone number. Then I called the number and she'd arranged to have like my friend pick up and give me another clue. And then, and it was also quite scary. And then it ended. I ended up finding her in like a bed or whatever.
Wow. And anyway, that was a good present.
That was a great present. And
you had to escape the room to get to the sexy time.
Yeah. Although then it became a present for her, I felt, at the end, because it was like, here I am.
You did all the work.
But it was really.
This is your present.
Yeah. It was very thoughtful. I liked that a lot. I don't know what the best gift I've given is.
I'm terrible. I'm not great at giving gifts.
Really?
You know why? I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because you don't care about gifts.
I don't care about
and
gifts.
And I remember you saying that. And so I feel like I'm not the greatest at it either. Uh-huh. And I'm not into gifts.
Yeah.
I don't need anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Experiences.
That's, I love experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of more like, can I give you like a $200 gift card?
But like, I also notice very much when somebody is incredible at giving gifts, then you have to clock.
So good.
They want a good gift.
Interesting.
Restrikes me as someone who's really good at gift giving. I bet Reese
like remembers what people mention, like is thoughtful.
And it's like some handcrafted something or like some nice something. I don't.
You don't think so?
I don't.
But she could have someone else do it.
Right.
She could have someone else. That's right.
I need to hire someone. Yeah. Just like, gives gifts for people.
Tom Cruise like always gives the same cake.
I know about this. I've never gotten it, but I'm very well aware of it because I love cake. He has a Tom Cruise cake. He gives it to everyone he's worked with. It's a cake from a bakery in Woodland Hills called Dones or something like that. And it is called the Tom Cruise cake.
Wow.
I talked about it once. Someone from Gold Belly sent it to me.
What's Gold Belly?
Where you can like order things from restaurants all over the country and have it shipped to places.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And it was a Tom Cruise cake. It's like a bundt cake. It's got coconut and like white chocolate chips.
You cannot have it.
You can't have it. But it is so good.
Really?
And every year you like.
He remembers everyone's birthday.
He has a long list of all these people. I've never been on
it. He doesn't remember everyone's birthday. Are you new to this industry?
He hires someone who remembers all these.
He doesn't even remember that people have birthdays.
But I'm just like, does he work with someone? And does he like whisper to his assistant, put him on the cake list?
He must, right?
Like, how do people get on the cake list? I want to be on this.
Have you worked with him?
Never.
Okay, well, he's not going to be like, we're going
to
get
fortune on
this. Well,
maybe he'll listen to Handsome.
Okay, Tom, if you are listening.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest gift.
Could you get fortune on the cake list? And then if I could get on one with vegan ingredients, and then if we could get May on the cake list, hold the coconut.
Y'all would be very difficult. I just want it as is.
Yeah. Well, okay. No.
That would. But to me, like that would be the greatest gift: a cake that's tasty.
So you're saying you do not enjoy a disgusting, rotten cake? Okay. No, Tom. Don't wander off. Fortune does not want a gross cake.
No.
No.
So I can't even remember like a good present I've given someone.
Sounds like you've done a terrible job. Have you given Jax anything?
Jax has had many presents.
Okay, like?
But, I mean, lots of jewelry, bags.
Jewelry bags?
Basically anything she wants. Uh-huh.
I like taking people away for a weekend or something.
Against
their will. Well, I do pressure people into these escape room immersive. Uh-huh. I just this weekend was just brought three friends to do a fun thing, and we ended up being chased by a cannibal. We had to hide in a dark...
In the escape room?
Yes, and they were like, why is this fun for you? And like really scared, but oh man, I loved it.
I had no idea you... I knew you liked them, but I didn't know to the extent.
I love them. I'm doing them every week.
Oh, when I'm on tour and I see an escape room, I think of you.
I'd love to do the best one. If anyone wants to sponsor this, or if there's an escape room company... I want to work with you to design.
This is where we all tell what we want. Like a Tom Cruise cake. You like an escape room.
I would just like money donated to homeless children.
I know, you're like, you're being so sincere. And I'm like, I didn't like any present my mom gave me.
I just want cake.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably put that on the list too. Escape that we do room? An escape room together.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, I would be. You'd see a side of me that I don't know if you would like.
I've only done an escape room once.
It was that off the list. Did you scratch that? Why isn't anyone like having it? Their whiskey?
I've only done one escape room. It was with Lance Bass. He was really good at it. Mm. He got us out of the pickle we were in.
I'd love to do one with Lance. Mm-hmm. Your pinky up there.
Put a Lance on that list in the escape room.
I've been given some nice bourbons for Christmas. Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
Jax's stepdad is a collector of fine bourbons and whiskey, and he's gifted us some really nice.
My brother does, too. He has a whole collection, and that's where all the whiskey in my office comes from.
Oh, nice. Yeah, this is not a really... This one's a really... It's strong, but it's smooth. It tastes good. What is it? Do we know?
I don't know.
We're falling off the
rail. It tastes like it's something good.
My dream present is someone gives me a treasure map or like a clue that's like, this is going to take you 10 years to figure out.
10 years?
When you get there, I will have left a note. Or like finding a
I will have left a note after 10 years.
Provided that global warming hasn't created a situation that's just washed it away.
No, hear May out. There's a note.
I think because it's just about the hunt and the even if the note is just like, you found me.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
It's just about the hunt?
Yeah.
Is that your personality?
It's just about the hunt.
Mm-hmm. No, in my 20s, it was all about the chase.
Yeah.
No, I'm very soft.
And now you're like, I'd like to spend 10 years searching for a note.
Yeah, I just want a humble note.
Yes,
just to say you found me.
Even just a note or a gift certificate to go to homeless children.
Yes, of course.
Yes, okay.
Or like with whiskey, what my fantasy is finding like a washed up pirate chest, and inside is like a bottle of whiskey that is 400 years old.
I have
and
to be honest.
Like the Goonies.
I think I have a washed up pirate's chest.
Do you?
I think so.
Oh, well, you're rocking
on my body. That's what I should start calling it. My washed up pirate's chest. Still got it.
You still got it.
I still got it. Oh, you winked at me again.
I want to get in on this.
Fortune, who is more your type, me or May?
Y'all are equally my type.
No. Pick.
We want y'all May. Want you both. I want you both, baby.
Do you want a washed up pirate's chest?
Yeah, or a sort of hairless twink.
I love hairless twinks and pirate's chest. How do you choose?
If you put the two of us and Jax in the middle.
I would have to go with my wife. But y'all are a close
second. When the wife is away.
The handsomes will play.
Wink. Oh, God.
Now I can't do it without making the noise.
Giddy up, little cowboy.
Little cowboy over there.
I can't really do it so good.
Are y'all going to be watching any movies over the hall?
What are we going directly into small talk?
Yeah, what? We just...
What are you going to be doing?
We just agreed that while your wife's away, we're hooking up. And then now you're going into... What movies are you going to watch?
So anyone going to watch any movies? So
what kind of music are you into?
Oh my god. Well, sure.
That all looks like Christmas, and so does that one.
Yeah.
Should we end there?
I feel like I didn't give a good answer for the presents.
Wait, you did.
Is that why you started wandering off into small talk?
I want to pee in my suit.
Movies.
I think Jackson went somewhere for Christmas. That was a nice present.
You think you did?
I think so. I can't keep up. I will say this about gifts.
Yeah.
Even though I call myself not a great gift giver, I don't like being beholden to the day.
Yeah, you're just generous year round.
If I know at some point someone that I know needs a thing, I don't want to wait till like the birthday or the Christmas. Yeah. I'm like, here you go.
Right.
But then don't be mad at me if I don't get you something on your birthday.
Okay. You know what I mean? And you know what? I'm going to take this as you'd like a cake any old day.
Yeah. Any day. Does not need to be on my birthday.
Okay. Christmas?
It can whenever.
Okay. Should I calm down?
But I'll give my parents random things, but then I'll forget to write, like send a card.
Yeah.
But I just bought him a washing machine or something. You know what I mean?
And you don't need to put a card on the washing machine.
No, but like at Christmas.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll call them and stuff, and I haven't like sent a card.
Yeah.
But I just like fixed their roof 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's sort of how I am.
All by yourself.
You were up a ladder
banging on the roof. With all your podcast cash.
That's right.
So should I get you guys something for Christmas or no? Let's decide now if we are or we're not.
I don't think so.
I think a present is good when it really strikes you as something that person wants. Yeah. And not just like, oh, I got to fill this obligation and get someone something. And otherwise, I do think you should give your money to some good stuff.
Yeah, that's true. To some good. Oh, there's some good. I did.
And year round.
Yeah.
Not
Oh,
you
I
know?
Do it before taxes are due. I'm just kidding.
I got a good wedding present for someone recently that I'm pretty proud of. That should I say that for? Well, yeah, because this will come out after I give it to her. I got it for Abby Jacobson and her wife Jody, because I never get to go to a fancy wedding, and I was feeling the pressure. And they have a movie that they love, and they did like a screening of it.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the name of the movie. Shit. It's an unmarried woman.
Okay.
From the 70s with Jill Clayburgh.
I don't think I've seen
that. Don't look at me.
You know, Dick.
Yeah, old Jill Clayburgh. Love the woman.
I think I did a good thing where like in the final scene, there's an abstract artist in it.
Yeah.
And I was kept thinking, oh, the actor is not doing this art because it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And then in the final scene, it's like a significant piece of art. And I found out the real artist who was doing that art. Mm. And then I bought like from the 70s, like a print of
a deep dive.
I think it's good, but I haven't given it yet.
That's a very thoughtful present.
I'm nervous. I'm sweating saying it because what if they don't like the art?
Art is really subjective.
Art's very subjective, but it's a thoughtful gift, even if they don't like it.
Yeah, right.
You know
you can tell.
Did a nice thing. Also, this is going in the garage.
Yeah,
garden.
The garage or the garbage.
You know, British people say garage.
They do.
Yeah, garage. Yeah.
Did not know that.
Weird. You didn't?
No.
Even listening to Elton John all these years
and all those songs about garage.
I'm trying to learn more about the UK because I'm gonna be doing a show in London.
Have you never been?
No, I've been, but I forgot.
I'm sure May's full of facts.
I got some facts.
Yeah,
I'll be there at the end of January.
What venue?
I don't know. Union Hall? Is that
venue? Yeah, very cool.
Maybe that?
Yeah.
I'm going to London and Amsterdam.
That's awesome.
So yeah, great.
Buddy.
Should we see what Reese said?
Yeah, let's see.
So, the very best gift I ever received was actually a very coveted toy of the 1980s, which was the Teddy Ruxpin. And I remember my dad and my brother going to the toy store and coming home and giving it to me on Christmas Eve, and the joy that it filled me with. I had wanted this toy so badly. The commercials were so appealing, and you could put little cassette tapes in his back and he would tell stories. But I immediately opened up Teddy Ruxpin and put my Paula Abdul cassette tape in his back and had him sing Opposites Attract, which was my favorite song at the time. And it was just completely Christmas joy, childhood Christmas joy that I will never forget.
Yes.
I love that. I had one of those.
So did I. I had a Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
I did not.
Do you know what it is?
I can gather it's a bear that sings.
Yeah. I mean, it had a cassette thing in its belly, right?
Yeah, and you can put different things in it.
So you could just put like Van Halen in there?
I guess so.
I guess. I don't remember
I remember mine saying like, I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah, I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
If Reese is putting Paula Abdul in there, I feel like I could put
Metallica.
Metallica.
It's been a while, but they were like all the rage.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Put in the Redheaded Stranger. Bring that around.
It made me think, I once saw a one-woman show. I'm going to say it, whatever. I was like 20 and the show was called
The Vagina Monologue.
Yes. The show was called She Never Bought Me an Easy Bake Oven. Okay. So that's the title. So the show starts, it's a 90-minute show. Minute one, she's like, Christmas morning. Like, and the whole show is building up to the fact that her mom didn't get her. But the that's the title.
Yeah, so you know it.
You coming. Know it. And the whole show is like, I come downstairs and I see a present wrapped. Oh my God, it must be the Easy Bake Oven. And it was like, okay, we know it's not going to be.
Wait, whose show is this?
I don't remember her name even. Oh. This is in Toronto at this little theater and I went
we
to see
really
it.
We could really be promoting her.
She never bought me an Easy Bake Oven, but it was wild because you knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
She never got it.
It's not the Easy Bake Oven. It's something else. And she's mad about it or something. And we're all like,
but it's part of her art now.
Yeah. Okay, but it wasn't a good show?
No. Wait, Tig, are you? I feel like you would thought it was
subjective.
Good.
I was hoping it would be a twist. Like, of course, it's in the title.
There's no
like
twist.
Some brilliant twist
that would have been.
I would
great.
Not have named it that. Probably
that was the mistake
what would you
she
have
made.
Named it?
Like the toy
that I.
Ooh, that's good.
The toy.
That's a Richard Pryor movie.
How about Toy Story?
Richard Pryor.
Toy Story, has that been taken?
That is, by the way, such a brilliant idea for a movie.
What?
Toys that talk come to life?
That's right.
Just making sure.
Toy Story?
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a great movie.
Oh, it's so
they
good.
They should
yeah.
do like three of them. How many are there?
I don't know. I just saw one like 25 years
well,
ago.
Well, actually, someone on the Handsome Social, someone
handsome
made that
pod.
Handsome Pod, made a art of me as Woody, as Little Cowboy.
That was cute.
It was really good. I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some good art circling
really good
around.
Yeah,
art.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for those.
Well,
I'm excited for the holidays.
So am
I. Have you watched any movies?
I'll probably watch Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay. Because of Reese?
Yeah, and I love that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or Legally Blonde.
Wait, is she from Alabama?
No,
she's
from
Tennessee. Oh, but she was in
Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay, all right. I'm
in
all
there,
over the place.
She plays a girl from Alabama.
Okay, well, because she's an actress.
That's right.
Yeah.
I might watch Big Little Lies again. I like a bunch of smoldering, these amazing actresses all bringing their A game. What a show.
I like season two where
what
Meryl,
a show. What a
what
show.
A show.
What a
show.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I like season two where Meryl Streep has those big fake teeth.
Oh.
And, and she screams.
Have we talked about that?
I think so.
I mean, it's like you. No, if you're Meryl Streep, any decision you make, no one's gonna push back.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, "All right, you're gonna come in with some fake teeth, Meryl.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on in."
What are we talking about? I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you guys.
Tell you what, I appreciate you both so much.
If I could ask Santa to bring me one thing, it'd be a podcast with you two.
You got
you
it.
You already have that.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I don't need Santa.
Wait, you mean a podcast with just us two?
No, with all. I mean, I'd like to be. I mean, a podcast with you guys.
Well, surprise!
Yes,
we've been doing it for 3 months.
We have
right under your nose.
Where am I?
In my office, recording a podcast.
I'll be at church. Singing lots
hallelujah.
Of hymns.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Is that Christmas?
Joy to the world!
There we are.
I also just want to flag, because maybe we can isolate it in the video or something, that earlier on I tried to do a callback to Mary, Do You Know?
Yes.
And it just, I did it. It bombed. You guys were talking about
what
something else.
What was it?
I just slipped it in, and then you can probably see on my face the shame, and I just want to acknowledge that I know that happened. I know it. I know
it
bombed.
We will find it and isolate it.
Yeah, I want to find it and isolate it.
And we'll have you go.
Yeah, I think I did that. I think I went. My eyes kind of glazed over, and I just looked.
I've done it again.
It's because Tig and I have big mouths, and we were just talking about something.
No, it's because it was really not the. I think it was even like quite a poignant moment.
You know what I have to say?
Two big old dykes from the woods.
Big old dirty dykes from the backwoods. I have to say, one of the Christmas songs I do love, which I don't think it really gets played or sung in church, is So This Is Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I love
so
that.
So This Is Christmas.
Yeah.
That's all, yeah.
John Lennon, he sounds like kind of bored. Like, I have to sing this again.
Yeah.
So This Is Christmas. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could remember. Mary Little... Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You like that one?
I love it, and I especially love it with Chrissy Hynde singing it.
Okay.
Little Christmas.
I like the.
I love it. Keep going.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Cat, so thank you. We have your headshot and resume.
What about the David Bowie, Bing Crosby?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Little
when he
drummer
goes,
boy.
Rump-a-pum. That Rumpelstiltskin should cover that.
How is this word coming up again?
Or Teddy
Rumpelstiltskin. Teddy Rumpelstiltskin.
Teddy Rumpelstiltskin. No, I can't say it.
Teddy Rumpskins. Well, and Teddy Rumpskins.
What a podcast.
What a podcast.
We are always going off the rails.
That is my son Max's favorite Christmas song.
Oh, it's an amazing song. Yeah. I want to thank everyone who's listened to Handsome this year.
Yes,
heck yeah.
Thanks for listening. Share it with your pals.
Yes, share it with your pals. Have listening parties.
Review it. Five stars,
five
baby.
Stars.
Or
five
four.
Stars.
I always say it.
No.
Four is still
no,
good.
May. No. We don't
cut
want
that out. Cut that out.
If
we want to stay on the air, we need five stars. We need you to subscribe. We need you to send it to your friends.
That's right.
True. Yeah, yeah.
And have yourself a merry little Christmas.
And
as
anything
all,
else, get you some merch.
Get you some merch.
HandsomePod.com.
Yep.
We have a YouTube
channel. Check out the YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/@HandsomePod.
That's us.
And join us when we are back in the new year.
That's right. And I also want to make sure that you sign up for my email list because you're going to get all the information first.
That's right.
For everyone, even on social media, you're going to get it first on my email list. Go to tignotaro.com.
Yep. May, where are you?
I just want to say, I think from having half a whiskey, this ear has gone red. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a little pink.
So we can point that out. We can zoom in,
it's
I'm sure, isolate the ear. Why does it do that?
I feel like your history with alcohol and drugs.
Why would
your ear go pink?
Maybe my ears were always pink in those years.
Maybe your ears finally sobered up.
Yeah.
All these years, all these years
or
later.
Or someone's talking about you.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
The guy you owe
$800. Fortune fact. When your ears are red, isn't someone talking about you?
I heard when your nose is itchy, it means be careful. Someone's looking for a fight.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we already did a woo-woo episode.
Yeah, that's true. I got nothing to promote, really. January 16th, I'm at Largo in Los Angeles with actually a very exciting surprise guest.
Ooh, I
can't
wait. Yeah, tell us.
I'll say after.
You don't,
Is it me?
It's you.
It might be T.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you after.
I'm on the road right after the new year. I'll be in Eugene, Oregon and Vancouver. Then I'm going to be in Burlington, Vermont. And then I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. and Red Bank, New Jersey. London and Amsterdam, Denver, Colorado, Madison and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There's going to be a lot of shows, y'all, coming up.
What a pretty little lady.
Go to fortunefleeps.com.
And you were twiddling your thumbs while you did that.
Oh, really? Because my jacket's tight. After the holidays, I really got to get on my health journey. That's for another
Welcome
episode.
Welcome to Fortune Feimster's Health Journey.
It's slow.
Starring Fortune Feimster. And go to my website to find my shows, but I'm typically around Los Angeles at Largo or Dynasty Typewriter. And I'll see you out there.
And here on the Handsome Pod.
Until then,
keep it handsome.
Handsome is hosted by me, Tig Notaro, Mae Martin, and Fortune Feimster. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com. Follow us on social media at handsomepod.
What a podcast!
What a podcast!
What a podcast!